Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. As you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sir, I like that. Thanks for that. My name is Jared. I'm here with my fiance today. We're from Oak and Aspen Design. And we're here to just talk a little bit about what we're trying to accomplish with our business and how we can support the community and get involved with a little bit more.
It's just for a little while to get started. So let's get the business. Stuff.
Be coming into a monetary and gives her an amazing person. She's very amazing person. She's very friendly. And utilizing her abilities to help other, you know, small businesses to sort of grow and use digital art for a resource for that, right? So we've been printing stickers, we've been making decals for side-by-sides and rebranding even large mechanical companies lately, which I have to go unnamed on who they are until they've announced their transition into what they're doing. But it's been really exciting and it's really great, and it's given us a lot of extra things to do in the evenings and weekends and days.
Yeah, no doubt. Like that, yeah. So I know from chatting with her prior to that you guys do the graphic design.
Yeah.
You guys do the hard copy as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we print out the stickers. We print out, to a certain limitation as to the equipment that we have, right? We've got home-based equipment. We're not industrial by any means. We can get, like, she just did 100 tote bags for the Justin Slade Youth Foundation for a golf tournament that's happening right away.
Yeah.
And, that would probably be quicker done with bigger equipment, but we might do with what we've got and take reasonable orders.
You can still fulfill the orders.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Fascinating. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I sat there and drank whiskey while she did it, so it was really easy for me to
do. That's awesome.
Yeah. Sound like you do similar work to
me. Yeah. So yourself, outside of obviously helping and supporting with this business, what do you do here in Fort McMurray?
So I've been here for Fort McMurray for the better part of 15 years, and I've worked for a lot of different companies in town. You know, a lot of people watching this. Is my mic falling?
I think so. Yeah. So we're going to put you to work. Yeah. So you're going to have to hold that now on that end.
Or you can just crank that thing as tight as you possibly. Like, no, the other one.
This one here?
Yeah. Crank that thing as hard as you can.
Yeah.
And it'll stay.
How's that?
Perfect.
There we go. Look at you fixing the world.
This man has a little bit more strength than the last guest it fell on. So
Yeah. So myself, I'm a mechanic is my trade. I've got an automotive red seal. I've got a heavy equipment red seal. I've worked in and around the oil sands here for basically my entirety of being up here since 2008. Yeah, 2008. I moved here right at the end of the recession or the beginning of the recession. It was really crappy time, and people were living in their cars and there was no housing available.
Yeah.
The highway was not what it was now. There was a traffic light at Confed and Thickwood.
Yeah, right. Dual lanes.
Yeah. And traffic jams all hours of the day, and like one woman per 90,000 people, right?
That's right.
Which was interesting for me because I moved up here with an ex of mine who was just like a rocket. And I remember going into Patty McSwiggins one night and I was looking around like just a sea of dudes.
Yeah.
And I walk in with this girl. They're like, holy shit, like, you know, drinks are dropping. I go to the bathroom. Somebody's sitting in my seat every time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which was you know.
Problematic.
It was a work town. It was what gave Fort McMurray the reputation that it had in the other cities in Canada, where people think it's just a transient town and it's, you know, everyone here is on crack and blah, 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 right? And obviously there's always some truth to stuff like that. But what I found with this town, especially over the years since then, it's grown into something way, way more family friendly. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, right now, what I'm seeing is that a lot of these employers here are going back towards the community or the commuter sort of layout model. Yeah. Model and yeah. Thank you very much. Of they're making it really convenient for people to live in a different city and work here, which sort of takes. That doesn't take work away from guys like me who are local, who want to be here, but it's, you know, it sort of creates of just an atmosphere of where you're separating the locals and the commuters.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's nice when everybody lives here.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great town. There's a lot of resources. There's a lot of great people here. Like, look what you guys are doing right here. This is great. You're having your podcast, video podcast in town to support the locals, support local businesses, and you guys are doing it every day, and you're doing a great job. I've been watching stuff. It's really great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're very
appreciate
welcome.
It. Yeah. So before we started filming, you said your feeds on other platforms are all over the map.
Yeah.
So are you a conspiracy guy? Like, let's chat about that for a little bit.
Like, I don't know what to believe anymore. Like, the aliens are coming, but the Earth is flat and we're in a dome. So that's this very contradicting ideology. Joe Biden's a robot or a clone. Jamie Foxx is a robot or a clone.
He could be a robot clone.
He could be a robot clone. There could be multiple people. Yeah. The stuff that you see in these videos is like, it's hard to ignore.
That's right.
How, like, it's just like people are showing you, look, there's a line of a mask on this old guy who's fumbling his words. This is the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And then worse off, we've got a Canadian dog and pony show now going on, which has never been the fact before. Canadian politics, we're supposed to not know anything about Canadian politics. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's always been, right? We Canadians, nobody cares because we're peaceful people. We don't have the fucking...
That's okay. It's all good.
We're going to bleep this stuff out?
No.
Good.
We don't give a fuck.
Good. We don't have the fucking assholes standing up there being like... And it's just, it's frustrating to watch. And now that the rest of the world sees what's going on in Canadian politics, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right. All of us, like, I don't know about you guys, but I lose 50% of my income to taxes when I get paid. Mm-hmm. Half of my paycheck has gone to taxes, and then I take that money and I go buy shit, and another half of that money's gone too.
Yeah.
Right. At the end of the day, like, we're just working, and I make good money. Like, I'm, you know, licensed heavy equipment mechanic in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
Making good money. We're still broke all the time. That's why we had to start this side business.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. It's nuts.
And everyone else is in the same boat right now. Yeah. Besides a couple people, but.
So, what's your platform of choice to digest content?
It depends what I'm into that day. My Instagram feed is all gym stuff. Facebook is like my friends and family. TikTok is when my mind needs to melt into a million different conspiracies. And that's where I go for that. And
the rabbit hole.
It is the rabbit hole. Exactly. Yeah. And it's crazy. Like the algorithms that are in place that just keep feeding you this nonsense.
That's right. That's right.
Right. It almost knows when I'm not in the right state of mind.
Yeah.
You know, if my mind has been altered, it knows, right?
Not it's almost.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're still awake. Here's some really stuff. Freaks fucked up stuff.
Yeah. So what's your favorite conspiracy?
The one lately is the flat earth thing. I'm almost leaning towards some logic in that. I hate to say it.
Okay.
Okay, here's a thing. Yeah. Why has there never, ever been a movie made about the Earth being flat? With all this conspiracy out there, with all this information out there, the history of people believing that the Earth was flat, why has not Hollywood ever made a movie to show what that would look like?
Yeah.
Hollywood movies have always been only showing you what NASA and what the government and the world wants you to see.
Yeah.
Big floating planets and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I believe anything either way.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to think that the average guy, person, can't get up in a rocket and go and check it out for himself.
Yeah.
We can only go by what they give us.
That's right.
Right? And the shit you see in movies, you ever seen the movie Gravity?
Of course.
That was, like, real. That was as real as it gets. They might as well have went up there and shot that.
Right.
But it wasn't. Yeah. It's generated.
Yeah. Right.
And they do a better job than the moon landing. I'll tell you that much. That shit was fucking stupid. Right? You can see the cables coming off these guys. You can see them dancing around. Like, it's too obvious. So, I'm not saying I believe the Earth is flat, but I'm saying that I don't believe the shit that's out there, that's been out there since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Like that much.
Yeah. Love it. My own that I like to delve in. I have to do a very good job at getting off conspiracies.
Yes.
Because, like, for one, they're not provable. Like, a lot of them. Like, it's true. And that's why they're fun, though.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know. Verizon was definitely listening to all those people on their phones. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Damn, right they were. So does my phone. If I talk about a lamp, I need a lamp. The next day, Amazon show me lamps.
Oh, that's not a conspiracy. That's a fact. That's
I
could talk to you about that for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, anyways.
There's not enough tinfoil in the supermarket to cover
I lost everything when I watched Snowden. Once I watched Snowden, I was just like, everything is just, they're always watching us. They know everything. Yeah. It's over.
What's crazy, there was a movie back in the day by Will Smith, Enemy of the State, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And they talk about a lot of like the government monitoring, big company monitoring back then. And and it was science fiction. And I talk to my business partner a lot about science fiction now, because everything, I'm constantly telling him, we live in the future.
Yeah.
Like if you just open, and when I say we live in the future, I mean how they describe what the future was when we were children.
Yeah. We are there.
We are there.
We are there, yeah. And we've been promised floating cars this entire time too. And where are we?
Still waiting on some. Yeah. But there are certain things that like are very much like we were promised and they're here.
Yeah.
And that was one of those movies where I remember watching it and being like, there's no way. Like when it came out, it was as science fiction could be.
Yeah.
And the majority of that movie now is true.
They say that the truth is always stranger than fiction.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's on us to even ever, if we ever find out the truth about, like, hate to bring it up, but when is Michael Moore going to expose the COVID conspiracy, right? Where's the bowling for COVID?
Yeah.
I want to know what really happened
to Michael Moore, speaking of.
I don't think he's doing too swell.
Probably not.
No,
he's probably got every government agency out there chasing him.
Yeah.
Right?
He's not very popular with anybody at all, really.
He was making, like, he was never popular because of his thought process and his viewpoints.
Yeah.
The last one that I seen him do was, it was like, you know how he did 9/11 Fahrenheit?
Yeah.
He did one that was like 11/9 Fahrenheit or something like that. Like he did a follow-up to that thing, and like that's the last I've heard.
That's just another rabbit hole too, right? I mean, they had every single reason in the world to do what they said that they did on that whole thing. But then I watched a whole documentary that they tried to expose the conspiracy theory where they're using what's that? It's like an explosive sort of powder. Mm. Can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
No, it was something else. It's like a...
Yeah, the last movie that he did that I can see is Fahrenheit 11/9, and I'm pretty sure that was about the day that Donald Trump was elected.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And he's going back. You know what? And I hate to say this out loud, but I actually like Trump now compared to what I've seen out there.
Yeah?
Yeah, the guy's no bullshit, man. He says stuff like... Do you ever see Chappelle talk about Trump?
I've seen a few monologues, but I don't know if I've seen what you're talking about.
Chappelle is talking about when Trump and Hillary Clinton were having like one of their first debates.
Yeah.
And he's like, Trump came out and he said, I know the system is rigged because I use it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen that. Yeah.
He's like, that motherfucker just basically came out and said, we're doing everything you think we're doing in here, and then went back in the house.
Yeah.
And just left.
Yeah. Yeah. Just keeping
it's true.
Completely real.
But at least, you're getting something out of the guy, right? Like, you know, he
knows what he's doing.
He's a radical, and he's got his problems, and I'm not going to take the Trump, you know, flag and start waving it, but our guy's a pussy, you know, and I'm sorry, but our guy's ruined the country completely.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people out there that would be better suited for that position. So
here we go.
For the other guy. I'm voting for the opposition. Conservatives all the way.
Yeah.
Put Harper back in there. Right, and we can all go back to not giving a fuck about Canadian politics.
It's crazy, prior to COVID, how you are right in regards to, I've always followed politics to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But I wasn't ever into politics, you know what I mean?
No, me neither.
And most people knew nothing about what
still don't.
They didn't need to.
Yeah.
They didn't need to.
And now it's an ongoing point of conversation.
Yep.
You can't go, like, when prior to, I'd sit down with like family and friends around a table, eat dinner, play games, do whatever.
Yeah.
And the topic of politics for Canadians never came up.
It was almost taboo, because if it was the topic of politics to even bring up, it was American politics.
Yeah.
Because
there
was nothing going on in Canada. Yeah.
My parents used to say, this is years and years and years ago, when I was a kid, at a dinner table, you don't talk about politics, religion, and there was, what was the third one?
At my house, it was breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Just don't talk about breastfeeding or don't do it?
No, you don't talk about it.
Oh, that's right, because that was a big issue before, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's something you don't talk about.
That's hilarious.
See, I don't think that would be an issue now. I think if somebody whipped it out in like an airport now, it'd be like, you'd be scared to say anything because they might be identifying as somebody who only breastfeeds in public.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... But now politics in Canada, like, it's spoken about.
It's
talk about it.
terrifying.
You speak about it quite often. Yeah. So, Tanner just hit us with his phone. That means he's ready for his segment called the Max City Minute. That being said, before we get into that, let's talk about Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie is a sponsor for this segment. She creates awesome skin-based products. She also is an artist. She's just an amazing business owner. Patchouli Rose, Carrie, go check her out. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What has been the most interesting vehicle to you that you've worked on?
Oh, definitely the RX-7. Oh. RX-7 back in the day, that was like what all my Winnipeg buddies drove. His first name was Perry. Can't remember his last name, but I'll give him a shout out anyways, just on the off chance he ever sees this. The RX-7 has a rotary engine in it, which is a completely different design than the classic V-type engine or the inline cylinder design. And they were fast as hell, and if you put a really big stereo in them, they were basically babe magnets, except for they were only a two-seater, so you can only pick up one chick at a time.
Question number two. What do you think is the most iconic TV intro of all time?
The Seinfeld one, for sure. The bam, 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 bam. Yeah, just that bass
so
line.
Simple.
100%.
Yeah. Did you know that that intro was rewritten for every episode?
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it a different?
Yeah, because like you know how like Jerry monologues.
Oh
for
yeah.
Those
yeah,
like
yeah.
The intro, the certain tings and stuff needed to hit at the same time as the punchline.
Oh no way.
Yeah, so the guy would actually rewrite that intro every time to match up with Jerry's monologue.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Fun fact.
Fun fact indeed.
Question number three: what do you think is the best dessert after a good dinner?
I can't say that out loud.
Okay. Fair enough.
There you go. Question
number four. What do you think is one thing Fort McMurray does better than other places you've been?
Come together as a community. During the 2016 Fort McMurray wildfires, I saw with beyond a shadow of a doubt, people coming together to help each other selflessly more than I've ever seen anywhere in my life. There was people coming from Edmonton, all over Alberta, to gas up folks that were out of gas on the highway. People were donating thousands of dollars and help and houses. Like, I mean, I left here. Thankfully, I only lost a boat during those fires, and it was a nice boat, but
yeah,
it's gone now. And, you know, I evac'd out of here, and a really good friend of mine, Rory Tate, invited me into his home to just get regrouped, and then we went on to Winnipeg during that. But the support, the local support, and even just like the sort of resonating effect after the fact, where if you were a Fort McMurray resident and you got evacuated from the during the wildfires, somebody who's broke down the highway, you stop for them. It's just the way it is. You stop and you try to help them out, because we've all known what it's like to be homeless and stranded and displaced.
Yeah, Elliot.
Yeah.
Question, and your final question. What is your favorite snack to eat as a child that you wish was still around?
Oh, isn't it all still there?
I don't know.
Snack as a child? I used to get to eat like, no, I think everything I ate is still here now. Wait, what was that one? Nope, that's still there.
Yeah.
The little gummies. Little black gummies.
Little black gummies.
They look
like
bears.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. My childhood, dude, is a blur. Ask me something from like the last 3 weeks and I'll maybe remember, but everything prior to that. Yeah.
I feel you on that one, man.
I have no idea how I got here today.
Those have been your five questions.
That's
thanks,
awesome.
Buddy.
Yeah, I love snacks. I'm a big snack person for sure. My go-to chip right now is Miss Vicky's salt and vinegar chips.
Deadly chip. Yep.
Oh, such a good
kettle
chip.
Kettle cooked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a good chip. Something that I tried recently from my childhood that is not the same. I bought some Dunkaroos for my kid.
Yeah.
And they're so much smaller now. Like, I know everything is shrinking, and I get that. But the Dunkaroo cookie is so much smaller and so much thinner now that it messes up the ratio when you're going for that dunk.
I actually got Dunkaroo-flavored vape juice. She bought it for me last week. Yeah, vape juice. Dunkaroo-flavored vape juice.
Oh.
Bomb. It's great.
Did it taste like?
It tastes exactly the same. Just
really?
With the nicotine and all the chemical that I need to support my daily life.
Yeah. My favorite.
Yeah.
I love chemical.
So you like this then?
I love it.
So
love it.
I like poke sticks. Do you know what poke sticks are?
Nope.
So it's a Japanese stick, basically. We'll let you try one before you leave.
Oh, okay, cool.
So they're awesome.
Yeah.
But, and they're coming tons of different flavors. But we have one flavor here that's fried chicken.
No way.
And so it's like, a poke stick is almost like a breadstick, basically.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
And so you bite into it, and it tastes like fried chicken.
I could,
and it's actually too close to the real thing. So when I'm eating it, because it does, like fried chicken, you know how like fried chicken is in your mouth.
100%, yep.
A breadstick is not supposed to taste like fried chicken. So it kind of messes with the brain. Oh, we're giving him one before. Oh. Like, let's do it on the show.
I'll do it live. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. I'm not giving you this. You got to come get this.
Yeah. You stay back there. There you go. Sir Faithless, sir. Okay. So, I'm going to describe
this. The second bite. Like, at first, it's not going to hit. Then
first one still tastes like whiskey. Oh, that tastes good. Oh, that's great. That's amazing. That does taste like fried chicken.
But it's a piece of,
you
like...
See, they get these from Japan?
Yeah.
Are they come in, like, a monthly sample box?
Yeah. I go, like, you can get them at grocery stores now. Like, you can get the chocolate or the strawberry or whatever. But if you go to... What's that grocery store? The one that used to be Safeway here. Freshco. Has, like, a Japanese aisle, so you can get different flavors. But if you go down to, like, TNT in Edmonton or Calgary...
Yeah.
That's where I got the... Yeah, that's where you get the real unique stuff.
I'll add that to my wife's never-ending shopping list. Yeah. She goes to the grocery store 8 times a week.
Okay, sticks. There you go. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone a little while ago, so that means we are out of time. That being said, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shameless shout-out or plug 100% today that goes to Tony and Alicia Hunt, just because they're awesome. And Jennifer Baker, because they're awesome, too. These are my best friends in the whole world, Mercy and myself, Tony, Alicia, and Jenny. We're like... tight as thick as thieves.
There you go.
You know, I'm not going to shout out any companies because you guys got enough money.
Awesome.
But my bros and my friends and family, I love you all.
See you soon. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.